You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, BC. This radio is diverse, independent, and always yours. Check us out at cjsf.ca or search CJSF 90.1 FM on SoundCloud.
Welcome to Modern Jazz Today with your hosts Carrie Gaffney
and Jeff Williams,
where we will focus on the ever-evolving landscape of today's jazz, traversing the genre and presenting what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening, right here and only here on Modern Jazz Today.
You've got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams. We're inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, featured albums, and playlists. Coming up for your listening pleasure is Jimmy Prasad Orchestra from the album Help With Your Heart. Let's take a listen to Laugh Up, followed by Lenny Moore, the album Mentors, the song Planetary Misalignment. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Kate Dutton. She's got a new one called Keyboards, and we're going to check into the track Connie's in Charge. Then Chuck Copenay's. The album is called Creator, and we're going to check into the title track. Then Jane Bunnett and Makike. The album's called Playing with Fire, and we'll check into the tune Human Race. Let's dig in.
You've got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, featured albums, and playlists. Coming up next on the playlist on Modern Jazz Today, we've got someone who truly embodies the spirit of jazzitudinal. Friends, meet the masterful Nick Vardanega. He's a man who dances on the frets of the guitar with the meticulous discipline of an etude. And he also fully attunes to the spontaneous spirit of jazz, improvising melodies that seem to flow like water. An Australian making waves on the New York jazz scene, Nick's been nominated as the Young Australian Jazz Artist of the Year. And it's not hard to hear why. His dedication to his craft matches his natural talent, a combination that allows him to contribute to the global jazz narrative in an intriguing way. Up next on Modern Jazz Today is Nick himself telling us his process as he dances between the structural and the spontaneous, creating a mesmerizing, jazzitudinal conversation. Here's Nick to tell us more.
So, talking about my song Side Effects, this was actually an unusual tune for me in that I basically wrote it in one go. Everything came out straight away when I sat down. And that's how I got its title, actually, Side Effects, because I had just gotten my first jab of the COVID vaccine. And I came home, picked up the guitar, and wanted to write something. And this just came out, fully formed, basically. So that's where the title of the song came from. And looking at the song, I think it has a few different trademarks to it, I think. One thing that I did in the A section was have these chords moving with like more chromatic bass lines, step bass lines moving down. And then I had this melody that just seemed to fit over the chords really naturally. So I like those sort of things where the chords are quite complex and moving in weird ways, but there's this melody that ties it together. So that was something that sort of thread through all the different chords in the A section. And I had some different kinds of harmonies, like major 7 sharp 5s, some different sounds like that. And then the ending, like the tag basically, which ended up becoming like the introduction and everything, was based around the Phrygian mode, which was something that I was sort of wanting to get more into. I was inspired a lot by songs by John Abercrombie, Wayne Shorter, those short form songs that not a really extended composition, but just a short form vehicle. And that was something I did in that B section with those two minor thirds moving down from the Phrygian mode. So that's Side Effects. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is the LRK Trio. The album's called Oit Culture Sessions, and we'll check into Broken Tango, then Pascal Leboeuf. The album's called Ritual Being, and we'll check into Ritual Being Part 1. Let's check it out.